Breakfast with Pat and Heels for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
27:08, the Brighton Homes open line. Brighton Homes includes aircon, flooring, steel frames and solar as standard. Discover today why it's better with Brighton. That's 13 13 55. And thanks to Love Family Lawyers. Love is all you need. The text line 0467 736 736. Today's weather zorks, possible shower in Brisbane. Most likely a little bit later this afternoon into the evening, a top of 29. If it is going to have a little bit of rain around, we want the heat to be up. We want it to be really muggy.
Oh, steamy.
And steamy.
Real steamy for
and it. Like, when, if the Pommies do have to bowl on day one, that it's just so uncomfortable.
Oh, make it as hot as anything. Hopefully, a bit of rain tonight, the steam. It's the worst thing about, you know, pre-season training, Mark, is when it rains the night before and then you hit the deck early and the steam and the moisture's coming out of it.
Yep.
Oh, give it to them.
And look, I said to Heels on air one day, Joe Root, last time they were out, he's only a really small bloke, very small and very thin, but I've never seen anyone whiter than him. He's got milk bottle legs. They're just white. And he'd pink up so quickly. If he didn't have the long sleeve shirt and the trousers and the cap, he would pink up deluxe.
Geez, they'd have to put a fair bit of sunscreen on, I reckon, those cricketers.
Absolutely.
Dripping off them.
Gold Coast, possible shower 28. Same for Toowoomba 26. Kingaroy 29. Atherton 30 and Ingham 33. Shower or two for Toowoomba, Kingaroy, Atherton and Ingham today. And chance of showers around Brisbane and the Gold Coast as well. You've got some sport to update.
Yeah, the Thunder last night, too good for our Brisbane Heat. 3 for 141. Defeating the Heat, 8 for 140. Ben Ducker top scored with 46 there. Alex Ross and Sam Billings, 109 run partnership. Chased that down with, I reckon there was about 3 overs to spare. Did it easy. India demolished New Zealand in the second test, winning by 372 runs. Mayank Agarwal, man of the match, with a brilliant 150 in the first innings. And New Zealand's highlight, Ayaz Patel, 10 wickets in the first innings. Only 3 people have ever done that. Heat's the third, sorry. The Ashes officially will not be going to WA. They've come out and said that Perth have lost the fifth test with Tasmania, Canberra and the MCG, all possibilities to put their hands up and take that. So don't know which way that'll go, but probably leaning towards the MCG for me, Mark.
That's a personal choice, yeah. No, I'm just saying for me too as well. I just, now I'm starting to think that they might give it to Tasmania. Mm. I don't know. Anyway.
EPL results, Everton 0, Arsenal 1, 75th minute in that game.
Come on, Everton.
Yeah, I don't like their chances, unfortunately. The Olympics.
They're not playing well at the moment, Everton.
Nah, they're not. No. Nah. Winter Olympics, the US confirmed it will stage a diplomatic boycott of Beijing Winter Olympics. So you mentioned to me earlier today that it's not the first time that something like this happened.
Well, they boycotted Moscow, the Americans, so the athletes didn't go either. And then there was tit for tat in Los Angeles in 1984. But this is just diplomats. The athletes are going.
Yep.
The Australian government is having discussions as to whether they're going to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the sports minister and the foreign affairs minister won't be going to the Winter Olympics in Beijing.
Well, there you go. A little bit of NFL. Patriots take on the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football.
That'll be a good game, yeah. He's doing really well, Mac Jones.
Oh, he's
the quarterback for Patriots.
Flying. And I just think we're starting to get the business end now. Josh Allen is really going to pick it up for the Bills. And the Detroit Lions.
One.
Finally got their win. 0-10-1. Well, they've got a 1 in their win column now. So 1-10-1 for them on their season. And a little bit of sad news in the AFL. Scotty Pendlebury, the Collingwood captain, refractured his left leg. He had that issue last year, and it's happened again in training. So fingers crossed that he can quick recovery. He won't be back in training until after
Christmas.
So
when did he do it last year?
I reckon it was towards the back half of the year.
Okay, he's had a few months off, and to come back and break it again.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign.
Nah, it's not ideal, and he is obviously getting on, but he always seems to look after his body exceptionally well, Scott. Always looks in immaculate shape. So fingers crossed this is just a little setback. I'm not sure whether it requires surgery. I haven't dug too deep, but, you know, fingers crossed it's a speedy recovery for him.
Just back to the NFL, I watched, for some reason, I don't know why, I watched the Houston Texans, who were 2-9, take on Indianapolis yesterday, and Indianapolis just did it easy. Mm. They threw an interception. They turned it over in the first two possessions they had, Houston, to cough up points. The fans, they don't even bother booing anymore.
No.
They just sit there and watching it. And it's almost they almost watch the game in silence. It was extraordinary because, you know, the hype around American sport.
Yep.
That game was bizarre yesterday to see. They're playing at home, Houston, and the fans just sit there like they're watching a movie. And they're not here we go again. Yeah, it was bizarre.
It is. It's sad. I mean, obviously, they've had a fair bit on their plate, obviously, with the Deshaun Watson stuff earlier on in the year. So it's been a difficult year for them. They're probably really looking for the finish line now. But, yeah, to cough up your first two possessions, it's you cannot afford to do that, especially against a team that's probably heading to the playoffs.
Question without notice.
Mm.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Would you rather play one test for Australia in cricket, a number of T20 internationals or a number of one-day internationals? What would you prefer if you had only the one option, if you were gifted, you know, the genie out of the bottle? Would you rather play test cricket for Australia, one-day cricket for Australia, or, and you can't play all three, you can only choose,
one.
T20s.
Oh, it's a good question. Growing up, I always preferred the one dayers over the test matches, always. And then when T20 come in, it was a great novelty for a little bit. But now, seeing what's happened over the last few years and just the tight finishes that test matches are really throwing up, I think I'm going to have to play the test match, which is, I'm a little bit of a new age guy. I like the new things and, you know, all that. I love one day internationals, but I'm probably, I'm going to take the test match.
Well, see, I'm most probably the opposite.
Yeah.
I'm a traditionalist. No. In terms of you're the new age guy, I'm the traditionalist.
Yeah.
To me, test match every day of the week.
Yeah.
Without question, because that's the reason it's called test match. If you're a sportsman in any level, you want to play at that ultimate level. And to me, test cricket is it. I mean, how many of our T20 players are in the test side tomorrow? Can you tell me much about the last time Australia played England in a T20 international?
No.
Or, you know, I know we did it at the World Cup, or a one-dayer, et cetera. Test cricket. And I think you're also judged on your ability as a test cricketer, as an Australian, by how well you play in an Ashes series.
Yep.
I think the better you play in an Ashes series, the more regard you are held in once you retire. But I just think that test cricket is the ultimate. The same if, you know, from a rugby league perspective or an AFL perspective, would you rather play, be considered a great player over four quarters, you know, the 20-minute quarters, as opposed to a pre-season type cup competition?
Yep.
To me, test cricket, head and shoulders, daylight, in fact, between one dayers and T20.
I wonder what the younger generation would choose.
Mm.
I don't reckon many would choose test matches.
No, I don't. But here's another example of where the respect for the various things are. We seem to change our cap and our playing gear for T20s and one dayers like the wind. The baggy green hasn't changed since Sir Don.
It might be
a tweak here or there. Yep. Hasn't changed.
No.
Because the tradition of test cricket. I bet you know, those that have played T20 and one dayers will have all these different caps and shirts depending on what era or what time they played, as opposed to the baggy green's the baggy green.
Yep.
And to me, that shows the respect. And if we ever get to the stage of players being mic'd up on the field during a test match, that's the end for me.
Yeah.
I can't stand.
You won't watch it.
I can't stand listening to players when they're supposed to be concentrating on the field. To me, it just is a sign of disrespect that you reckon you can talk to a bloke, a commentator, with an earpiece, or you can even play with an earpiece in and all that gear. And you know how much gear they have to put on to have that.
Yep.
That you can actually play in that and do as good a job with it as without it. To me, I don't accept that.
But you've got to move with the times a little bit as well.
I tell you I'm a traditionalist.
I know, but you got to accept the fact that people at home want to listen to the players out on the field while they're performing at their best. Now,
but they're not. I argue they're not performing at their best because they can't perform at their best with an earpiece in and a backpack on.
What about drinks? Happy with drinks to talk
yeah,
to?
Yeah, I'm happy with drinks.
Happy with drinks? Okay.
I mean, I'll put up with it. I'm not interested in what they've got to say.
No, not at all.
No.
If there's banter or anything like that going on, you don't want to know about it.
Well, no, not really. See, once again, traditionalist old fogey, but there are some areas that are sacrosanct.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
yeah.
And it's That, to me, that's T20. And T20, I mean, Andrew Johns played T20 cricket for New South Wales. That's how seriously he took it when T20 cricket came in. That New South Wales as a gimmick had Andrew Johns playing a match at Stadium Australia. But to see a player mic'd up with an earpiece in, and you know what it's like and I know what it's like when you've got an earpiece in and you've got a backpack there, not necessarily uncomfortable, but it is there, you know it's on, and you've got something in your ear all the time. How can you concentrate? You're supposed to be playing, you know, professional sport.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I agree with you on that. I don't mind it in the T20. you're throwing me off with there. Yeah. I'm happy for it to stay in the T20s and that. I think it's great for the fans at home to get that experience, because at some point you do want to feel like you're right there and in the heat and the battle of, you know, what's going on out there. But yeah, I agree. I can have it. I don't have to have it in the test matches, I guess. But I mean, yeah, there's going to be people out there that want it.
No, I know. I understand that. That's what I said before. I'm a traditional. I'm the old faggy. You're the new age guy.
Yeah.
And it's just the way you're brought up, I suppose, in that respect. Mm. Anyway, and the stump cam at times when you hear players dribbling on forever, it drives me nuts at times when they just talk incessantly over and over and
nice,
over.
Nice, Gary.
Yeah, and all that sort of stuff.
Gary.
Drives
Come on,
me mad.
Gary.
You may have a thought. The Brighton Homes open line, 13 13 55, or the Love Family Lawyers text line 0467 736 736. It's 7:15.